Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, and welcome to the Apple Show. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be today. It is the news show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. All the best Apple news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Don't worry, we got a little bit more news than just Apple news. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not an Apple fan, you're going to skip ahead a little bit. Oh, so we had our Apple Watch event. It's came, it's gone. Let's get into the details, shall we? Well, first let's get into what I thought was kind of interesting, which was the Apple TV's price drop. Yes, the little gadget that doesn't get much attention over at Apple had a $30 price drop from $99 all the way down to $69. Probably the biggest reason for that was HBO Now. Yes, the new service from HBO, which will be launching next month, is going to be exclusive to the Apple TV for 3 months and will have a monthly price of $14.99 that will allow you to use the HBO service and not have to have a cable provider anymore. As for the Apple TV, nothing's changed. It's still the little black buck that we've always known for the last, how many years is it now? It's been forever. Just that price drop. But I guarantee you, with that price drop, personally, I'll be buying a couple of more. Another big surprise at the Apple event was the new MacBook. Now flaunting the colors of basically the iPhone and the iPad, coming in gold, space gray, and silver. The MacBook has been completely redesigned. I gotta say, it does look pretty good. It's very, very thin, with only one port, a USB-C port. Yes, a new port. Aren't we happy? Yay, yay, yay. Not really. Although the port does function as a multi-port. It's your power plug port, it's your USB port, it's your FireWire port, it's your everything port. Convenience-wise, I don't know how convenient it is. I think Apple's definitely wanting to do more with their wireless connectivity, being the fact with their Bluetooth and Wi-Fi integration within the new MacBook, and getting you away from all the cords, which with one port, you don't really have much of a choice, do you? Prices for the new MacBook are going to start at $1,299. If you're going to need a little bit more power, a little faster CPU, and more hard drive space, you're going to have to bump that up to $1,599 then. The next thing on the Apple event list is, of course, the Apple Watch. Yes, announced last year, we've been anticipating the launch, and it is finally here. Well, almost. It's coming out next month. April 24th, to be fact. Pre-orders will start for the Watch on April 11th. So what do we know that we didn't already know about the watch? Well, we're going to get 18 hours of battery life. I guess that's better than what we thought we were going to get. They're also saying that if you're not really using the thing, you could get up to 72 hours of standby time. That remains to be seen. Entry-level model, the Sports Edition as they're calling it, is going to set you back $349. But if you feel like spending a lot of money, in other words, you've got a big champagne collection, you just don't know what to do with all your riches, then maybe you're going to go with the most expensive Apple Watch that's going to cost you $17,000. Oh my gosh! Yeah, here we were thinking, $10,000. Yeah, that's kind of the basic price for the Apple Watch Edition, as they're calling it. But if you want a little bit more bells and gold whistles and gold this and gold that, get ready to keep paying up. Now, of course, there is the mid-edition, which is just the Apple Watch, and that's going to start around the $500 mark, kind of depending on what kind of band you want. If you're simplistic, you're just going to be spending around that $500 range. If you want a little nicey fancy band wrapping around your wrist, you're going to have to pay over $1,000. Other things we've pretty much already seen with the watch, you can draw little faces on there and send them to your lover or friend or whatever. Neat, but kind of novelty, in my opinion. Definitely it's aimed for health buffs out there, particularly ones that love their exercise. But if you're into swimming, don't wear the thing underwater. It's splash-proof, they're saying. It's not waterproof. Not even the $17,000 model is waterproof. All in all, with not dragging this podcast into Apple oblivion, it was an okay event for Apple. There was the usual sales, Tim Cook going on, "We've sold 700 million iPhones and blah, 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 blah." You know, the kind of stuff that'll put you to sleep. All in all, it went pretty smooth. Except for maybe one Tim Cook awkward moment with Christy Turling on stage. You could just kind of feel the awkwardness in the air. Tim kind of wanting to go over,
I'm trying to hug you. Okay, let's hug. Okay, thank you, Christy.
Whew, all right. That'll do it for our Apple news. You got enough for you? Let's move on to other tech news now. Like Samsung, claiming they have 20 million pre-orders for their new Galaxy S6 and the Galaxy S6 Edge. Yeah, according to the Korean Times, yeah, they're selling these things like hotcakes on pre-order, citing an anonymous executive from a European carrier. So, anonymous, I don't know how well this is to be believed. Samsung's mobile chief, J.K. Shin, has hinted that the Galaxy S6 and the S6 Edge is going to be a monster hit for the company. Mind you, I kind of remember them saying the same thing about the 5, but we all know how that went. Granted, though, the new phones are one of the best-looking devices Samsung has ever put out. And it's got to be said, they've definitely taken a few design tweaks from Apple. Although it's definitely going to be unclear if Samsung will be able to beat Apple when it comes to sales for their latest phone. But hey, Samsung, don't feel bad if you don't catch Apple. At least you're not Sony. And finally, we know Google's just doing so many clever little tweaky thingies over there at the Google campus. Some top secret, some not so top secret. But this might fall into the very secret side of Google. Bill Morris, he's the managing partner over there and president for Google Ventures, saying that yes, if you ask me right now, it's possible to live to be 500. Yes, years old. 500 years old is what I'm talking about. Morris and his team have big plans, they're saying, for the future of science and healthcare. And according to what he said from Bloomberg, quote, "We are just on the verge of what science and technology can do. Listening to scientists gather around the table, it's hard not to get caught up in the whole world of what they see coming." Morris went on to say, "We're not trying to gain a few yards like in a football game. We're trying to win the game. Because in the end, it's better to live than to die." Well, in the famous words of Forrest Gump's mother, "Death is just a part of life. Unless you work at Google, you can eat all the chocolate you want. Maybe they could help me bring back Jenny, too." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out that new website. You got to get over there. The thing looks freaking fantastic. Thanks again to Paul Wheatley for doing that, man. It looks awesome. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we will be back tomorrow with your hump-a-hump-a-dump-a-doob-a-da day. Yes, that's your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. Probably a little bit less Apple news tomorrow, but I'm sure there'll still be some, as some tidbits will still keep rolling out. But whatever the news may be, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.